I'm Vashawn Turner, City Council, 5th District City Council.
So how long have you lived in Wilmington?
38 years. I'm 38 years old, and I've been in Wilmington all my life.
So as a native Wilmingtonian, what have been the issues that you've really seen in the community that have compelled you to run for City Council?
Some of the challenges that has gotten worse now would be public safety. Public safety has gotten worse. Youth involvement. I would say empowerment has gotten worse with the closing of a lot of community centers and Boys and Girls Clubs. So now the youth don't have a lot of things to do. And I would say economic development. I mean, certain parts are flourishing as far as economic development, but the loss of so many jobs in our area, DuPont closing, hopefully the opening of the start of Kenmore's will help.
And then you mentioned public safety. Can you elaborate on issues you've seen specifically, what's causing the problems, and how you'd like to address that?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. One main thing that I see is not having a lot of things to do for the youth. So now the youth have idle time. You know, when I was growing up, there always was things going on in the community, but we had the Boys and Girls Club, we had the community center, we had the Salvation Army. So we kind of, that kept our mind off of doing anything disruptive. So if we don't find some activities for these kids to do, then public safety is going to get worse. Because we played some games back in the day that may not have affected, you know, how it does now. But these kids feel as though that they're just having fun. And they're really disrupting some of the stuff that we need. And if we don't find something for them to do, then that's going to make our public safety worse. So I think that is part of the reason as well. So public safety and youth empowerment may have to go hand in hand. We may have to find a gap between both of them, you know, because the crime's not going to go down if we don't get these young people something to do.
So tell me about, you know, growing up in Wilmington, what were some of the programs that worked in the community?
Well, the Boys and Girls Clubs, I had Jackson Street Boys Club. I had West Center City, which is now William Hicks Anderson Community Center. So in between those two, and I also had Hilltop Lutheran. In between all three of those, you had different styles of men that you kind of took a piece off of each one of them. And now, you know, you only have Hilltop Lutheran and William Hicks Anderson Community Center. And you don't have the Boys and Girls Club as it was. I mean, some of these Boys and Girls Clubs are, let's be honest, they're purchase of care now. You know, before we paid $10 or $7, and we had a membership for the whole year to utilize the facilities. And now, you know, we're putting a price tag on our youth as we're only going to be open as purchase of care. So I think that we have to address that problem of, you know, whether, you know, be not putting people as purchase of care, but somehow bridging the gap with membership or this and that. And I know it takes funding to operate some of these facilities, but if we all get in the room and kind of try to figure this out, I think we can. But the whole thing is that we have to be willing to get in the room.
Tell me a little bit more about the different styles at the different centers you mentioned.
So at Hilltop Lutheran, you have Jay Street. And Jay Street was a father figure, but he was tough. You know, he was a no-nonsense type of person, you know, and Jay was the type of person that, you know, if you got in trouble in school, you had to make sure you told him every situation before he went in there to advocate for you. You know, and if you didn't, then he would get on you in front of everybody that was there. He would turn it on you, you know, because you left something out. So that was something with him. And then you had John Sheehy at William Hicks Anderson Community Center. He was more laid back. You know, he's more calm and cool, but once he did get upset, you know he was upset. So those type of styles, you kind of grab a piece of all that and kind of put that in with you. I mean, I can speak for myself. I think I have.
Can you identify maybe those similar individuals who could fill similar leadership roles now? I mean, are there those community leaders willing to step up?
Yeah, I think so. I think you do have a lot of them that are stepping up. You know, you have Antoine Oakley, he's a community guy, and he's stepping up doing what he does for the communications. So I think that there are other people, there are other organizations, there are grassroots organizations that's doing a great job. You know, you have BVD Barbershop. They do some things. You have Community Dream Team. They're doing some wonderful things. You have the Silk Basketball League, and you also have Cool Shoes that's doing some amazing things for the community. So there are people that are stepping up, and we probably need to notarize them a lot more so that can get out.
It seems like mentorship, you know, played a big role, it sounds like, in your childhood, you know, having those programs where there's someone to look up to, someone who, you know, is successful and is on the right track. Are there, you know, some mentoring programs in the city that maybe just could be expanded on to help kids, or is there a big gap there?
Well, there are a lot of programs. The only thing is that the facilities, you know, for them, where are they doing it out of? Some of them are so scattered around, there's no typical building that they can go to, or you know, more community centers. You know, they're working out of churches, they're working out of, you know, office. You know, there's a lot of good programs that's mentoring, but because of the lack of facilities that they can go into, you know, it's not really getting out there. And it's, they're impactful, but they're not as impactful as they could be if there were more outlets for them to be at.
Tell me about some of the mentoring programs that you think are doing good things.
Girls Inc. has a program. Hilltop has a few programs. I don't know the name off top, but I tell you a couple young ladies that's doing wonderful things. Aaron Hutt is doing wonderful things out of Hilltop Community Center. Also Vanity Sanders, I think that's her last name. She's doing wonderful things. Far as men, you have Teron Warren. He's doing wonderful things as well. You also have the Duffy Hope that's doing some things as far as mentoring as well. So it's a lot of different ones that they're out there. Hopefully I didn't leave out any, but those are some to start with that have good programs that's going on.
So where do you think that the spaces exist, you know, for them, or do you think new buildings need to be built? Kind of how do you address that problem?
Well, we do have some facilities that are vacant. You know, you have Jackson Street that I was told that had some funding of opening that up. If I had my say into it, I would use Jackson Street for some of the programs that you're saying. So then it'd be a one location for the mentoring. You know, we have to take this approach from an outside-in approach. We can't just think that we're going to build a building and then everybody's going to come in there. We got to kind of put the people that are grassroots that are doing the mentoring and combine them together. Sort of like the community service building that they have on 10th Street. If we had a building where all the mentoring and all the grassroots had there, then now we funnel the kids in there. You know, now it's a one-stop shop and everybody's collectively getting it done. I mean, I would just think off the top that would be good. Collaboration is key right now. You know, these youth need to see all of us being together and not working in silos. You know, if they see all of us united, then they will come in. So I think that collaboration is very important for what we need to, how we need to attack the public safety issue and the youth empowerment issue.
Would that be difficult? I mean, I'm just trying to think about what 5th District residents getting to Jackson Community Center. Would that be an issue for transportation-wise? I mean, is there something that needs to be in place closer to residents?
Well, that's a good question. You're asking someone that came from the West Center City area and went to Jackson Street Boys Club, and then there's other, you know, Antoine Oakley. He lived in the Hilltop area and went to the Jackson Street Boys Club as well. So I think that if you build it and put those programs in it, we can kind of funnel those kids. And we walked. I used to walk to Brown's Boys Club. You know, I walked from the West Side over to Brown's Boys Club. So we just got to stop disabling our kids. You know, we put a crutch on them, and then they go ahead and they use that crutch. We got to make sure that we don't put a crutch on them and say, look, this is where it's at. We're going to get there. Even if we all got to walk, we have a mentor that walks with them to get them, you know, maybe that might be a part of the condition or fitness. You know, maybe that might be to make sure that they're safe on that. Or we also combine with other agencies that may have vehicles that we might can utilize as well. So I think that if we all come to the table and talk about what resources we can make available for this plan, I think we can get it done.
other than mentoring, you know, what other programs do you think are necessary to help the kids?
Another thing is nutrition. You know, a lot of our kids are hungry. A lot of our kids aren't eating healthy. So that right there, that affects their attitude. It affects their demeanor. You know, so we have to look at nutrition. Also making sure that they're eating. You know, some of these kids, their last meal may be the meal that they had at school, and then they don't have another meal all the way through. So that has to be noticed as well. We have to put that on our list as well. So it's a lot of different things that we can do, but until we engage in the conversation, then we don't know. Because there's a lot of things I might not know, and then someone that's in it every day, they may know. But if I don't have that conversation with that person, then I won't know.
Is it, you know, fast food, kind of the cheapness that's contributing to that? Or is it maybe with grocery stores, with fresh produce not being easily accessible? What do you think are some of the barriers to that issue?
Well, I think one thing, we need to educate our kids about what's nutritional. You know, because when I was younger, I thought McDonald's was nutritional. You know, it filled me up, but not knowing the long-term effect of me being unhealthy with eating that. So education is one. Also, probably doing produce in the communities, you know, maybe, you know, a market or something in there, maybe a mobile market far as getting produce out. So it's different things that we can do that can help with the nutrition. So it's not one thing that you can say to it, but there are some things that we can start, and then it'd be a snowball effect in doing other things.
Any other, you know, priorities or other issues that you'd really like to tackle as a city councilman?
Yeah, there are. One of the priorities, and I already talked about three priorities, and they're not no one, two, three, you know, public safety, youth empowerment, and economic development. Those are three of my keys. You know, some of the things that I want to address is some of the vacant properties, home ownership within city residents, people that are already in the city of residence that may be renters, turning their education level on to the possibility of being a homeowner. So that's one of the things that I want to address. And also bringing more businesses to the 5th District. You know, we used to have a lot of business in the 5th District. And now, you know, it's kind of scattered onto 4th Street and then other areas. But we want to bring some prominent type of businesses into the 5th District.
What types of businesses used to be there and how, yeah.
Well, you had, even though it's outside the 5th District, I would say Dawson Market. It's right across the line of 5th District. It used to be 5th District, but when the redistricting came, it wasn't. So like a Dawson Market, you losing the Dawson Market in your community, you know, maybe we can kind of bring that back, you know, seafood and things like that. That's been there since I was a kid. And for to see that now leaving the community, you know, that kind of has an effect. You know, there was also was a set of corner stores. They had like little grocery stores, you know, just having little grocery stores that sells some of the nutritional products that we talked about, and not so much primary junk food. You know, so maybe that, and maybe clothing. You know, there's I don't see as many clothing stores that people, you know, people go to the mall and spend their money. But if we had a clothing store that's in the community, maybe we can regenerate putting that money back in our community.
So mostly, you know, basic things people need: food and clothing, restaurants. Kind of how do you? How can the city work to attract those sectors back to the community?
Well, one thing, like I said, public safety. You know, we have to make our streets safe to attract some of the business owners to come back to the community. We're showing that it's attractive to come to downtown, but we got to kind of do the surrounding areas as well. You know, all our resources can't be just on downtown and riverfront. We have to also put those resources around the surrounding areas of that, and also expanding all the way through the city.
We've covered a lot of ground. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would love for the community just to get involved. I ran to be the voice of the community. So with that being said, we need more of the community to come to committee meetings, city council meetings, and hold all of myself and my colleagues, hold us accountable. Because right now the structure of the city of Wilmington is on our hands, but we need the community's involvement.